Aside from today being the Sabbath, it also happens to be Valentine's Day, which is commonly celebrated by many people in this country and is largely seen as a harmless day to observe. It's a day to show affection or appreciation to someone special in your life. And all around, you know, has a positive, fairly positive connotation when we talk to people about it. But as God's people, we are called to think more deeply about what's popular or culturally accepted. And we need to question things that are widely observed. So, two questions we need to ask, mainly: where did this day come from? And does God want his people participating in it? So, the title of this message is Why We Should Not Keep Valentine's Day. And that might be a spoiler, but that is our belief. We do not observe this day. So I'm going to go through where Valentine's Day came from, some of its origins, and then why Valentine's Day does conflict with what God expects of his people. So, a quick history. The roots of Valentine's Day go back to ancient Rome with a festival called Lupercalia. This was observed in mid-February, which is exactly the time it is right now. And this festival was based on fertility. It was dedicated to Roman gods associated with reproduction and sexual vitality, including Fannus. He was the Roman god of fertility at the time. And there are other figures too, like Cupid. I'm sure we're all aware of his role in Valentine's Day, even today, you know, hundreds, thousands of years later. But in Roman mythology, he was the god of desire and erotic love, which is pagan. So, to mention a few other things that Lupercalia was involved with: animal sacrifice, rituals meant to promote fertility, and more specific on that, there was pairing of men and women by lottery. So many historians record that these pairings often kind of led to temporary unions or like shotgun marriages almost. And again, these are all things that God tells us to stay away from because they go against his laws and his standards. So, centuries after Lupercalia, as Christianity spread through the Roman Empire, there were efforts to rebrand certain pagan festivals instead of completely eliminating them. Valentine's Day was created and became loosely associated with one or more figures called St. Valentine's Day. Sorry, just St. Valentine's. I've been saying Valentine's Day a lot. It's just rolling off the tongue. But we've seen this sort of Christianization of pagan festivals before. Saturnalia was blended into Christmas. Spring fertility symbols are all over Easter with the bunnies and the eggs. But from a biblical perspective, renaming a custom does not change or erase its origin. And it doesn't make it okay to observe. So, why should we stay away from Valentine's Day? We've gone through some of the history. This day is a bit unique because it doesn't exactly fall into the same category as Christmas and Easter. Since it isn't incorrectly worshiping God or replacing one of his commanded observances. But still, what sets Valentine's Day apart from other secular holidays, you know, I would assume most of us are fine with keeping Thanksgiving, Mother's Day, Father's Day, right? We don't see these in Scripture, but, and even actually, you know, if there was a day specifically made to honor your spouse that didn't have any sort of, you know, pagan roots and it was wholesome, maybe we would be okay with that too. But what makes those days different from Valentine's Day is they do not trace back to pagan worship or fertility rites or any of that other stuff that I just went through. So no matter how innocent and wholesome it's made out to be today, its origins and roots are pagan. And there's, you know, it involves sexual immorality, idol worship. These are all things that we need to stay away from. My next point on why we shouldn't observe this day, aside from the pagan roots, which is a big part of it, is because God commands us, as his holy set-apart people, that we are not to learn the ways of this world. So, turn with me to Jeremiah 10, verse 2. Jeremiah 10:2 reads, "Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the Gentiles are dismayed at them." And for context, signs of heaven refers to things like astrology, looking to the stars for guidance or direction in your life. So it's about adopting a pagan understanding of how the world works and how spiritual power operates. And if we continue reading a bit in the next few verses, it talks about religious customs of the Gentiles, cutting down trees, decorating them, idolatry. And God is plainly saying, do not learn their ways. Do not adopt their customs. Do not absorb their worldviews. Not for the purpose of worship, which is obviously wrong, but also not casually, not at all. The principle is broader than just idol statues and astrology. It's about the cultural, religious systems and the practices that were tied to them. And as kingdom representatives of God and Christ, we have to be careful. We cannot signal, even subtly, that these things do not matter just because we live in modern times. We should not give people an in to call us hypocrites. Okay, well, you're choosing this day, but this day is bad, this day is okay. You know, don't give them an in. Because when we participate in something, even in a small way, we are to some extent helping normalize it. We are perpetuating it and keeping it alive. So turn with me to Leviticus 20, verse 26. Leviticus 20:26 reads, "And you shall be holy to me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have separated you from the peoples, that you should be mine." This theme of being set apart shows up in the New Testament as well. 2 Corinthians 6:17 is a good verse to look into if you're taking notes. But God calls his people to be holy, to be set apart, distinct from the world, not just morally, but spiritually and culturally too, when it conflicts with God's commands. We are not to blend in or be indistinguishable from everyone around us. And sometimes being set apart simply means that we don't do what everyone else is doing. Holiness is about alignment with God's will, not comfort, convenience, or being socially accepted. So when we choose not to participate in something rooted in paganism, that still has pagan roots today, no matter how harmless you think they are, we are choosing to remain distinct. And we are choosing to honor God and take him seriously when he tells us to not learn and adopt the ways of the world. So, in conclusion, I do want to mention something, and this can be applied to everyone, but I will address the men since I am a man. It is good to remember your partner and those closest to you. It is good to make them feel loved and appreciated and express affection, gratitude to them, and maybe even spoil them sometimes. Kylie isn't here, so I can say that. Maybe she'll hold me to that. But we do not need a culturally manufactured day, especially one with these types of origins, to tell us to do those things. As God's people, our standard comes from Scripture. So, as the world celebrates Valentine's Day, let's remember that we are called to be holy, we're called to be set apart, and to walk in obedience, even in the small things. And sometimes being set apart simply means that we choose not to participate. Happy Sabbath.